Gabriel Gomez, a successful businessman who's making his first bid for high office, was the upset winner of the Republican primary for U.S. Senate in Massachusetts on Tuesday. He'll take on U.S. Representative Edward Markey, the Democratic Party establishment's choice, to succeed John Kerry, who is now Secretary of State. Gomez received just over 50% of the vote in the three-way Republican primary to defeat former federal prosecutor Michael Sullivan and State Representative Dan Winslow. Gomez used his fundraising advantage to pay for TV ads to build his name recognition around a compelling personal story. Gomez is a son of Colombian immigrants, a former Navy SEAL, and now a private equity advisor. He addressed supporters last night in his hometown of Cohasset. His remarks were carried live on New England Cable News.
I will approach this job with a military man's discipline, a father's sensitivity, in a businessman's experience.
Gomez, who is 47, made clear he intends to turn Markey's longevity in Washington into an issue, declaring the race is about the future, not the past.
The year was 1976, 37 years ago. Gerald Ford was president. Al Gore had not yet invented the internet. Now, that was a lifetime ago. Me? I was just playing Little League Baseball. And that was when Ed Markey first got elected to Congress.
Gomez will try to build the same coalition of moderate Republicans, independents, and conservative Democrats that supported Scott Brown when he defeated Attorney General Martha Coakley in 2010.
Now, if you're looking for a rigid partisan, I'm not your guy. If you're looking for someone who won't reach across the aisle, I'm not your guy. If you're looking for someone who refuses to work with the other party, I'm not your guy.
Democrats in Massachusetts are still smarting from Brown's upset victory in the special election that followed the death of Edward Kennedy. Markey, speaking in a Boston hotel ballroom filled with many of the state's top Democratic office holders, warned Republicans will try to use the special election as the first step toward gaining a majority in the Senate.
Join me in this cause. Our fight begins tonight to ensure that the Republicans do not win this seat. Thank you all so much.
Markey did not mention Gomez by name last night. He spent most of his speech highlighting his support during his lengthy congressional career for progressive Democratic issues such as equal pay, abortion rights, gay rights, and gun control.
This campaign is about standing up to the special interests and the extreme Tea Party Republicans who want to stop progress and send our country in the wrong direction. I am ready for that fight. I have taken on the tough issues and gotten results.
Markey used endorsements from top Democrats and support from progressive activists to roll up 57% of the vote Tuesday and defeat fellow U.S. Representative Stephen Lynch. Markey and Lynch had agreed to the so-called People's Pledge, pioneered by Brown and Democratic U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren in last year's election. It's a self-policed ban on third-party paid campaign advertising.
Tonight, I call on the Republican nominee to keep the outside, undisclosed, unlimited special interest money out of this race and to sign the People's Pledge the same way that Scott Brown signed the People's Pledge.
There was no immediate response from the Gomez campaign. Neither Markey nor Gomez emerged from their respective primaries with many battle scars. Markey maintained his front-runner status throughout the campaign with Lynch. Most of the contest was cordial, with the exception of the last week when, in the aftermath of the Boston Marathon bombings, Lynch accused Markey of being soft on Homeland Security. Neither campaign ran negative TV ads. Gomez was largely ignored by his two opponents in the Republican primary. It was thought his chances of winning all but disappeared when it was revealed Gomez had written to Democratic Governor Deval Patrick soliciting the interim appointment to the Senate. Winslow acknowledged in an interview last night that he had greatly underestimated Gomez. Turnout for the primaries was exceptionally low. It appears the statewide voter turnout was less than 20%. The special Senate election is June 25th. I'm Paul Todd Hill, WAMC News.